welcome to Monday Night America here on NDB Media. I'm your host, Roger Noriega. And what a wonderful day it is. November 16th, 2020. We have Veterans Day just this past Wednesday. Congratulations to all of our veterans, past, present, and future. I got to tell you, it's been some amazing things going on in the world. I'm not going to tell you that it's a It annoys me no end when people say, do this so we can make history. Everything we do is making history. But, hey, whatever. I'm already off on some tangent. Of course, as you know, the word of the day is Scheißgebirge. Scheißgebirge. So if you want to call in, number is 914-338-0314. You have to use the word in a phrase. Scheißgebirge. So you've got it. It's there. We're not doing a Facebook live feed today for this program. I don't think I've ever really done one for this program. But I was maybe experimenting on doing that tonight. But no, that's not what I want to do. For right now, I want to stick with the radio program and see what we're going to do. I did receive my Ancestry package. So I think I'm just going to record a video on our main channel. We'll post it that way. And we'll see what happens. We will see what happens. But for now, we're going to get into it tonight. Of course, we have current events. We have entertainment news. There might even be a little bit of sports news for you Dodger fans. Tommy Lasorda, he's in intensive care, but he's stable. Hopefully he turns it around. And a little bit of trivia, he is the oldest living Brooklyn Dodger. Yes, we did some research into that, and turns out to be true. But let's see. 13 days ago. What a day. And forget that. What a week even thereafter. I know a lot of you were gripped. I was watching every moment. I just couldn't get away from the television. It was an exciting time, no doubt. And oh man, boy was it exciting. Jeez. It was amazing, absolutely amazing. I know some people consider that they won. Others believe that they lost. I know that the next election is less than 2 years away now. We got to prep for that. Here in California, the primaries will probably be either in March or June, depending on whatever. It's probably going to be in June since it's going to be an off year. But California likes being involved early on. So in 4 years, I am expecting California to be moving up their primary again to about March. Hopefully there won't be any shenanigans where other states always have to be first, like those little internet Nazis that want to go ahead and as soon as there's something posted first, little brats, but whatever. It is what it is, as they say. But I did not give a shout-out to Robert Summers Potterton III. Of course, for our intro music, you may find us at ndbmedia.net. We're on Twitter at ndbmedia. And, of course, find us on Facebook, ndbmedia. So it shouldn't be that difficult to find us. If you have any interest in advertising, just go ahead and contact us, roger at ndbmedia.net. Visit our website. Send us a message on Twitter, whatever. It's some real good stuff. We don't have any callers yet on the Jedi.tag hotline, but I imagine we will be having a few. That number is 914-338-0314. Once again, Royer, what was that? Office Signor, the number is for the Jedi.tag hotline. It is 914-338-0314. I understand now, Royer. We sound alike. Office Signor, but I think I'm the only one that likes you. Yeah, well, anyway, we're going to get to it. We have a lot of stuff to go over. As you know, one of our favorite magazines, of course, is The Week. We love some of the comments that we find on the internet. Really amazing stuff. Of course, the President of the United States, it was almost a faux pas there, President of the United States has not acknowledged that he's lost. He has plainly stated that Biden may have won, but otherwise, It's rigged. Every time, everything, every time something goes against him, it's rigged. It's the boy who cried. Yeah, yeah. We should just stop it right there. He's the boy that cried. He wasn't the boy that cried wolf or whatever. He's just the boy that cried. If he doesn't get his way, it's rigged. How else did he lose? But no matter what, it's done. And like I say, for someone like me who is an activist, we just move forward. That's what we do. We have another election. As you know, we struggle here on this program to educate the masses. They're able to make the right decision. Many of you know what's going on. Others do not. And that is why we endeavor here to always go over the propositions. If there's an issue you want us to look into, we will. And we will give you the version that we believe is fair. We have no dog in the fight other than we want you to know what it is. And as you know, truth, knowledge, that's power. And that's what we try to do here on NDB Media. But I have several articles for Only in America segment. And this really only happens in America. This one's a bit further back, so we're going to go with that one first, and then we're going to go to the others. A training document used for years by the Kentucky State Police quoted Adolf Hitler and urged officers to cultivate, quote, a mindset void of emotion so they could act as a ruthless killer. In the 33-page document apparently used up to 2013, quotes Hitler recommending a perpetually constant and regular employment of violence. Governor Andy Beshear called the document unacceptable and promised immediate corrective action. Was that in 2013 or is that now? Wow. In the spirit of anti-racism, the English Department of Cornell University has officially changed its name to the Department of Literatures in English. The change will eliminate the conflation of English as a language and English as a nationality, said Professor Kate McCullough. The department said the name change is an important part of a larger corrective action. Only in America, of course. A police chief in rural Arkansas has resigned after he called for the mass execution of Marxist Democrats. Stung by President Trump's defeat, Chief Lang Howland said online he was recruiting several hundred like-minded souls to fight our way into Congress. Congress, and arrest every Democrat who has participated in this coup. Take no prisoners. Leave no survivors. Only in America. Students at the University of Pittsburgh School of Medicine have written an anti-racist addendum to the Hippocratic Oath. The new text includes a commitment to, quote, prioritize understanding each patient's narrative, background, and experiences, unquote, and to become, quote, an ally to those of low socioeconomic status, apologize, the BIPOC community, the LGBTQIA plus community, women, differently abled individuals, and other undeserved groups. You have to memorize that? That's the Hippocratic Oath? Well, it was a good week for rehabs after Google searches for liquor store near me hit an all-time high on election night. Searches for anxiety and move to Canada also skyrocketed. It was a good week for Baby Shark after a video for the preschool mega hit that parents love to hate surpassed Luis Fonsi's Despacito to become the most viewed video in YouTube history with a mind-numbing 7.038 billion views. That's B, the billion. But ladies and gentlemen, since we are an American program, it is an American billion, not the way the rest of the world classifies billions. But anyway, it was a good week for humans. After Walmart decided to lay off hundreds of 6-foot-tall robots, it had been using to scan inventory in 500 of its stores. The company decided flesh and blood workers did this more efficiently and intelligently, and was concerned that customers were unsettled by coming upon robots in the housewares aisle. Actually, I would be very concerned if I saw them in the sports aisle or in the gun aisle, but what do I know? It was a good week for Kateri and Jay Schwant of Michigan, former high school sweethearts who finally welcomed the baby girl into the family after having 14 boys. I still haven't quite wrapped my mind around it, said the oldest of the boys, Tyler, 28, about having a sister. It was a good week for self-medication. Yeah, it's about 2 weeks after the election. Go figure. Hey, this is Monday. It's the end of the, well, no, tomorrow would be the end of, no, it's Tuesday. That's right. Ah, whatever. After Drizzly, the alcohol delivery app had a 75% surge in blue state orders on election night. DoorDash, the food delivery app, reported that its most requested items were French fries, chicken fingers, and cheeseburgers in that order. It was a good week for Four Seasons Total Landscaping, where President Trump's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, held a surreal press conference to allege, of course, election fraud next to a sex shop, a crematorium, and a jail. Gosh, Rudy, that's what we call here at NDB Media the triple crown, the trifecta, the epitome of an idiot in action. The election fraud, Philadelphia business quickly marketed a line of T-shirts featuring the slogans Lawn and Order and Make America Rake Again. It's actually pretty good. It was a bad week for office romances. Oh, there we go. After the New York Post reported that a state trooper guarding Governor Andrew Cuomo began dating his daughter, Kara, who's 25, and was then transferred to an outpost more than 150 miles away near the Canadian border. That reminds me of the movie Mission Impossible, where they break into the computer, and before it's out, Ritter's got them all the way manning a radar post in the deepest, darkest, furthest reaches of Alaska. It was a bad week for magical thinking, with reports that two con men in Uttar Pradesh, India, tricked a doctor to pay $94,000 for an Aladdin-style magic lamp containing a wish-granting genie. The genie, said police, was one of the men in disguise. It was a bad week for American exceptionalism after the United States became the first nation on Earth to report more than 100,000 new cases of COVID-19 in a single day. The U.S. single-day record of 100,233 smashes India's previous record of 97,894. Wow. It was further a bad week for CNN's Anderson Cooper, who impulsively likened President Trump to an obese turtle on his back flailing in the hot sun, realizing his time is over. Cooper said he regretted the mark, adding, "That's not the person I really want to be." Trump? The turtle? Which one, Anderson? I need a little bit of clarity there. Old money doesn't always speak clearly. It was a bad week for Steve Bannon, who was banned from Twitter after he called for the heads of Dr. Anthony Fauci and FBI Director Christopher Wray to be placed on pikes at the White House as a warning to federal bureaucrats. You either get with the program or you're gone. Way to go, Steve. Way to go. This is who you are, and now you're banned. Good for you. It was also a bad week for the sweet science, with Mike Tyson's confession that during his heyday as a heavyweight champion, he's just heavyweight now, he passed drug tests by using a Wizinator clean urine. It was awesome, man. Oh, I'm sorry. It was awesome, man, said Tyson. I put my baby's urine in it. I'd never actually done the voice of Mike Tyson. I don't think I'll ever do it again. No, I don't think I will. It's not good. A very quick view of last week, the world at a glance. Of course, in Copenhagen, Denmark, COVID in Minsk, Scientists were raising the alarm this week after a mutated version of the coronavirus was found to be spreading among mink on Danish fur farms. Ugh. In Minsk, Belarus, not the exact same thing, but close, there was a brutal crackdown as riot police beat unarmed demonstrators and shoved elderly rallygoers into police vans in one of the largest crackdowns yet on the ongoing mass protests against Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko. In Rome, of course, we heard, covering for an abuser. There was a 461-page Vatican report. John Paul II and Benedict XVI knew about and disregarded allegations that former Cardinal Theodore McCarrick, once one of the most powerful people in the American Catholic Church, had sexually abused minors and adult seminarians. John Paul appointed McCarrick as Archbishop of Washington in 2000, despite receiving a letter the previous year from then-New York Cardinal John O'Connor, detailing some of the allegations. Pope Benedict, who succeeded John Paul in 2005, was told of more allegations against McCarrick, leading McCarrick to step down as Archbishop. But Benedict chose to maintain a lower profile. McCarrick, now 90, was expelled from the priesthood by Pope Francis in 2019 after an investigation found the former cardinal had used his power to have sexual relations with minors and adults. In Cancun, Mexico, Mexican police opened fire on women protesters who were trying to force their way into Cancun City Hall this week during a protest against a national wave of femicides. Way to go, people. Way to go. In Lima, thousands of angry protesters poured into the streets of Lima this week following the surprise impeachment of the country's popular president, Martin Vizcarra. The deeply unpopular Peruvian Congress removed Vizcarra from office ostensibly over unproven allegations that he received $640,000 in bribes while a state governor from 2011 to 2014. But lawmakers mostly ignored those allegations during the impeachment debate and instead focused on his handling of the country's coronavirus outbreak, which is one of the world's deadliest. Vizcarra took office in 2018 and has been lauded for his campaign against corruption. Well, of course, that's why they kicked him out. Denied the allegations, but said he would not contest the impeachment. Manuel Merino, an opposition lawmaker who heads Congress, will assume the presidency. La Paz, Bolivia, Morales returns. Former President Evo Morales returned to Bolivia this week, marching against the border from Argentina to greet a cheering crowd after a year in exile. The socialist fled abroad last year after appearing to win an unprecedented four term, which we talked about here on Monday Night in America. The election was free and fair, but unfounded allegations of voter fraud sparked mass protests, and he left office under pressure from the military. Luis Arce Morales, former economic minister, won the presidency last month after promising that Morales would play no part in his government and that Arce himself would serve only 1 5-year term. With an opposition that has no great weight, political analyst Carlos Cordero, Morales could be a political rival or a good collaborator for Arce. There is a healthcare crisis in Moscow. Rocketing COVID-19 caseload is slamming first responders. Many of them have been forced to work without proper protective gear and have contracted the virus themselves. Eesh. In Yerevan, Armenia, outrage over a peace deal. Armenians stormed their National Assembly in anger this week over a Russian brokered peace deal to end a 6-week conflict with Azerbaijan over the disputed territory of Nagorno-Karabakh. Rioters beat up Assembly President Ararat Mirzoyan so badly that he required surgery. And they surrounded the home of Prime Minister Nikol Pashinyan, shouting, "Where is that traitor?" Armenia was losing the fight badly in Nagorno-Karabakh, which is a recognized internationally as part of Azerbaijan. In Ramallah on the West Bank, the Palestinian Authority declared 3 days of mourning this week after Saeb Erekat, who for decades was chief negotiator in peace talks with Israel, died of COVID-19 at age 65. In Hong Kong, the opposition quit. Pro-democracy lawmakers resigned en masse this week after four of their opposition colleagues were expelled by the city's pro-Beijing government. China's top legislative body passed a resolution last week allowing the removal of any office holder who supports independence for Hong Kong or refuses to acknowledge China's sovereignty over the city. Wow. In Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, there is now a threat of civil war. Ethiopia appeared to be on the brink of civil war this week after Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed launched a military offensive in the northern Tigray region, saying forces loyal to the regional administration there had attacked a military base. Hundreds of people have been killed in the fighting, and some 2,500 have fled across the border to Sudan. Yeah, good luck with that. Ethnic Tigrayans dominated the Ethiopian government from 1991 to 2018, despite constituting roughly 6% of the population. Wannabe, an ethnic Oromo, was elected 2 years ago. He began purging Tigrayans from government posts as part of his anti-corruption drive. Now Tigrayans say the government soldiers stationed in their region have defected to their side. Abiy won the Nobel Peace Prize in 2019 for ending a long-running border dispute with Eritrea. Well, there went that one. I guess not much as far as peace is concerned, I suppose. And finally, in Brisbane, Australia, the Indian conglomerate Adani is changing the name of its Australian mining division after some exceptionally bad press regarding its coal mining operations. The company plans to build one of the world's largest mines near the threatened Great Barrier Reef, a project that would require a massive port expansion. Excuse me. I'm being stupid. I don't think I've ever done an Indian accent or a slur of an Indian accent. The project has generated fierce opposition from environmentalists, and this week it was revealed that permits that will allow 60 million tons of coal to be mined at the site every year. That's a lot of coal. Double the amount the company original announced. Wow. That's crazy. That is. Of course, last week, today's show, weatherman Al Roker announced last week that he was diagnosed with prostate cancer during a routine checkup. Roker, 66, who is 66, hoped he would return to NBC soon after having surgery. Hopefully we'll see you around. Kanye West still trailed Joe Biden in the presidential election when the week went to press this week, having collected about 60,000 votes in the 12 states where he appeared on the ballot. West's strongest showing came in Tennessee, where he notched 10,258 votes, or 0.3% of the roughly 3 million votes cast. West, 43, responded to the apparent defeat by tweeting, "Kanye, 2024! I'm a musical genius! Conway, 2024! Of course, his campaign was boosted by GOP operatives and Democrats charged with that West candidacy was a ploy to siphon Biden votes from blacks and young people. "Kanye, 2024! Kanye West took stances against police brutality, abortion, and certain chemicals and deodorants. He posted a video showing him voting in Wyoming, where he owns a ranch, but was not on the ballot. West printed his name in the write-in's face and left all other races blank. Of course, as you know, also Anne Hathaway apologized because apparently she was playing a witch with three fingers on each hand in a new HBO Max adaptation of the Roald Dahl novel, The Witches. After disability advocates said Hathaway's hands resembled Ectrodactyly, I'm sure I'm butchering that one, a limb disability. Dahl's 1983 novel describes witches as having thin, curvy claws like a cat, but critics said the film treated a real-life disability like something scary. As someone who really believes in inclusivity and really, really detests cruelty, Hathaway said, "I owe you all an apology for the pain caused." Wow. It's all right. It's good. It's done, and it is what it is. I think we've gone over the major news for this week. We know what's going on in the world. Let me tell you, it's only 69 degrees. How apropos, right here at NDB Media World Headquarters. If you do want to follow me on Facebook, you guys can go ahead and do so. My public page, it's Royer D. Noriega. And also, if you want to try to be my friend, go ahead. There has to be some connection to someone. Otherwise, chances are I will not elect to do it. But I don't know if I'm going to, should I do this on video? You know what? I'm gonna try to do this right now. I'm going to do it on the radio, and I'll show the video after. But let me close this one out. I know it's going to sound disgusting for me to do this, but I'm going to do it. So let me see. Oh, wait. Oh, okay, yeah. I saw something on Facebook, and it caught my attention. Sorry. All right, I'm going to see if I can record this. See, here's the camera. Yeah, baby, go baby, go baby, go baby. Okay, here we go. All right. I don't know if I really... I guess I'm going to do this for posterity's sake. I'll have to edit this later. But there's the video. Okay, we're starting the video while I'm doing the live feed as well. So, this is the DNA kit right here. There it is. Ancestry DNA. I'm going to open it now. Apparently, I have to fill this damn vial up with so much freaking saliva up to this black line. You guys see that right there? Right there. Yeah. That's crazy. There's activation codes. And then once I do that, I have to use this solution, I believe, to keep it, I don't know, valid. See what the instructions say. Cap choking hazard. Yes, yes. Wash with water if liquid solution comes in contact with eyes or skin. Do not ingest liquid. That's good. This kit is designed for the collection of human saliva samples. I have not had anything to drink for about an hour now, or to eat in an hour. It says it should be 30 minutes. So if I follow the instructions, which are here, I think you guys can see, yeah, I see it clearly in my direction. Maybe in reverse for you, and I apologize if it is. But the first thing that I have to do is fill the tube with saliva to the black wavy line. I'm not going to show you exactly on video, but I'm going to do it. Man, that was a lot of saliva. That didn't do anything. Now, let's do it again. Sorry for being a tad disgusting in the video right there. But we'll see. Whoa, wait a minute. That it? Really? Okay, wait, am I doing this correctly? Fill the tube with... Oh, actually, it's, I don't think it's that much. Excuse me. Sorry for being disgusting on video. It's actually not too much. There's a curvature at the bottom. Okay, I'm going to have to keep doing this for a little bit. Sorry, wish I had some music on, but I don't. Oh, wait a minute. This is what we're going to do. We're going to go to the Lady of NDB Media while I do this.
Mike, come on!
Mike, what is your deal,
oh,
man?
Oh, come on, man. You've been riding me all day.
Mike, you're playing like Betty White out there.
That's not what your girlfriend said.
Oh. Baby!
Whoa.
Eat a Snickers. Better?
Better.
Hey!
That hurts.
You're not you when you're hungry. Snickers satisfies.
Well, alrighty then. It looks like on the video, which I will probably post a little bit later, I'm above the line, but I want to make certain, so forgive me, I'm going to do one more drop. Oh, that just didn't feel good, knowing that I'm recording this. Shoot a little bit more. I want to be able to be certain they can figure it out. So I have to remove this, which is known as the funnel. All right. So now I have to insert this. I know it sounds odd on the radio. But if I'm doing this correctly, replace the funnel with the cap. Remove the funnel from the tube. Screw on. I could have stopped right there and been satisfied, but whatever. Just kidding. Just kidding. Screw on the enclosed cap tightly to release the solution that will stabilize the DNA in your saliva. Okay. Tighten to release. Okay, I've done so. All right. Shake the tube for at least 5 seconds. I'm going to try to keep it reasonable in the video. You guys can check this out later on my page. I'll probably put it on the public page so you guys can see what the garage looks like and see all my Star Wars toys and Star Trek toys. As you can see, I have a command badge there. But all right, here we go. Not trying to be disgusting or phallic in any way, but I've got to shake this for 5 seconds. Should I get a timer? All right, here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. I know, it's sad. 14, 15. I know I skipped over one. 18, I'm skipping over more. Okay, I've shaken the instruments. All right. Place the tube in the collection bag, and here it is. Here's the collection bag. Don't know what it is. I've done this. Yeah. Okay. Place the tube in the collection bag. Now, there was something in there. This thingy. Oh. Insert the cap to the bag. Seal the collection bag. Put bag in return mailer. I don't understand what this thing is for. There's a little, like, thingy. It's like a, I don't know, something. All right, well, it just says put it in the collection bag. Okay, done. Do that. Okay. Now I'm going to seal this, but being the dumb bastard that I am, because I am, that little thing that covered up the adhesive, I threw it in there. Okay. I've now sealed this up, and I now have to activate this. So, let's see, place your sample in the prepaid mailing box with the self-tape adhesive, which I'm going to do, which is kind of neat. Here it is. Here's the box. It has an adhesive, which is really cool. But I think I'm supposed to activate this, or am I not? See, this is trash now. Throw that away. Okay, I hope that's the number before. Oh, there's a bunch of boxes everywhere with the number. I already sealed this. Way to go, blockhead. You had the code on there. Oh, okay, there we go. This is the activation code. Oh, I'm glad I got it. So I'm going to open up Ancestry.com on my computer. And I'm going to log in. I'm going to put in the activation code. Yes, there we go. Okay, I've already purchased the DNA kits. So where does it say to activate? Okay, it's under DNA, I believe. Ancestry DNA. Is this it? Okay, activate a test. Here we go. Would you like to continue signed in, Rogelio? Yes, of course I do. Okay, next. Okay, here we go. I'm not going to be overtly stupid, but I've got to read these numbers. Let me see. H9T. I believe that's a B. Yep. Looks like a B. 5U5C. First one. And then finally 2P7H. Okay. Valid activation code. Alrighty then. Let's go to the next one. And please select who you're answering this questions for. I wish I could show this to you on video, but I don't have that. So it's going to be for me. We'll go next. And I've got to put in my date of birth. You guys roughly know what that is. So I'm going to start filling in this information. And, well, some people would be offended by this. I'm not. I'm choosing mail. My address, you guys pretty much know what it is. Pomona. Of course, the zip is 91767. And my phone number is going in there. Have I ever received a stem cell or bone marrow transplant from someone other than yourself? No. Let me go over the rest of this again real quick. Okay, here we go. And next, consents. Yes, of course. And I'm going for the whole theme, review and consents. I'm giving away my life here now. Sample storage. You can activate your DNA and receive your results even if you don't give consent. Yeah, I give consent. Okay, participate in research. Participation is voluntary. You can activate your DNA and receive the results even if you don't. We invite you to participate. Oh, yeah, I'm doing this. Of course. That's the point to this. Okay. I'm curious about my personal and family history. Have I ever been diagnosed with cancer? The answer is no. Have you ever had a stroke? Well, depends who's asking. Just kidding. Let me see. Let's do this again. Have you ever had a stroke, aneurysm, or been diagnosed with heart disease? No. Are you a carrier or have ever been diagnosed with a genetic condition? Other than rampant stupidity? No. As a previous genetic has found as a variant or a mutation in your DNA? No. To your knowledge, have any of your first or second degree relatives, a parent, child, sibling, been diagnosed with any of breast cancer, colon cancer, none of the above? And I don't know. I think none of the above. Do you have a family history of a genetic condition or DNA difference? I don't know. Okay, let's do this. DNA matches. When we process, would you like yes, I'd like to see DNA matches and be listed as a match. Yes. Review. Change your name or my username. No, I'm good. I'm going to keep it on my name. Choose how your ethnicity estimates is shown to DNA matches. Choose how your ethnicity estimate is shown to your DNA matches. Oh, show my complete ethnicity and communities. Yeah, that's fine. You will receive email updates about the status of this DNA kit and any other DNA kits you activate to the email address associated with this account, which I have. Yeah, I'll go with the text updates. What the hell? Find out when new information and relatives are discovered based on your DNA results. And if you view or manage another person's DNA results, find out when new information and relatives are discovered based on the results. All right, I'll stick with it. Yes, for now. You want to receive weekly emails? Why not? Okay, I'm reviewing my name, my date of birth. 59, baby. No filter. The address, phone number. I am not a recipient of a bone marrow or stem cell. I give consent, I give consent, I give consent. Of course I do. And all the other items, yes, we're good. Submit and activate. Hello. Bam. Done. I'm going to link the results. Is this me? Yes, that is me right there in my family tree. Success. You have connected this DNA test to your family tree. All right. This is cool. Well, there it is. It's now been activated. What I'm going to do is this. I'm going to put this little bad boy in here. I got to have it fold over a little bit. And now I'm going to seal it right there. Here's the little seal thingy. And again, being that I'm a little rat bastard, how does this tape thing work? I'm going to take the tape off. Oh, there it is. Okay. There it is. I always do this. When I get mail, I always send the stuff back. because I can't. Just send this. Okay, that's just trash. That's just being a jerk. All right. Done. I'm a tad nervous. There it is. Box sealed. Ready to go. Say hello to my little friend. I'll be doing another video, but I want to control this. I want to see what's going to happen. Excuse me. And I will share with you guys what I find out. I'm expecting to discover Persian, my Moorish heritage, being that I am from Spain. If I follow the lineage, I do know that, and this is cool that I'm doing it right now, and I'll be able to compare it later. On my grandmother's side, there's a direct line to Mexico. We are mestizo. And I remember seeing an image of my grandfather's grandfather. Think of an Indian chieftain from the United States with the feathers and everything. It was amazing. So I'd like to know from where in Mexico, on my family side, and I've been able to trace about 16 generations as of right now to the Azores. After that, it gets really speculative. A little bit of trivia. My 16th grandparent was born in 1422. His son, the 15th generation, his wife was born in 1420. Things happened a lot differently back then. So, all right. I've done it here on Blog Talk Radio, and you can find the video if you want to check it out. You have to make friends with me, though. I don't think I'm going to put it on my public page. I may. I don't know. We'll see. But as of right now, I've done it, and I'm going to see what I'm going to do next. So, it looks like I've done everything else. The rest I'm going to throw away now. But I'm going to keep this little box. To what end, I do not know. Actually, I'm just going to keep the box. The DNA ancestry kit. Kind of cool. So that's it. It's done. This bad boy goes in the mail. Oh, I should have sent this back, but that's just being a jerk. All right, that's trash. All right, I can have something now. Drink of champions. Oh, my goodness. Okay, we're good. We're done. Want to thank you, everyone. We'll see what happens and more video updates to follow. I've been told, thank you, Michael, it'll be about 6 to 8 weeks, so I have to see what's going to happen. In the meantime, I think that's it. We're good. We're done. We'll see what happens. See you guys on the other side and more videos on my journey of self-discovery or familial discovery. Oh, I got to mention, because that's me. Our family traces the Noriega family line all the way to northern Spain, so I'm also Basque. Those of you back, Anna. It's a bad joke. It's actually a horrible joke. But all right, there we are. I'm looking forward. We'll see what happens. I'll share my tree details later. My mother, well, you know, she's not well. She doesn't know who I am. She knows my two sisters and brother. But every time I go to visit her, she doesn't know who I am. So I haven't seen her in a while, but I'm going to ask my sisters to try to get a DNA test from her as well. So we'll see. All right. In the meantime, I think we're good. So, all right. I'm going to kill this video. Probably going to upload it and see what happens. All right, guys. I always say this to everyone else, but Godspeed on this journey. I know I'm saying it to myself. We'll see. Hey! Oh, wait. Peace and long life. You know what I did find out? That I'm having a lot of trouble when I drink. I'm unable to do the IDIC. That is a little disconcerting. And I am right-handed. And when I'm lightheaded, too. Or, well, some people would say that all the time. But even when I wasn't drunk, but I had enough to It was like this. It was great. It was easy. But now it's just not happening anymore. I was kind of able to do it, but yeah. Stupid pinky, get in there. All right, that was the end of the video, which I did. So we're going to end this program right now, Tuesday Night America. Ladies and gentlemen, I do have an announcement. We're going to be starting a program tomorrow, next week, The Nightmare Hunter with Roger Noriega. It's going to be in the Monday Night America slot, tentatively once a month, could be up to twice a month. We'll see what happens. But for now, it is what it is. So we'll see you guys, and I think that's going to end it for now. Of course, we love you, Betty White. Hope you're doing very well. And, of course, one of our heroes.
Hi, this is Playboy Playmate Devin DeVasquez, and I love listening to my guys on NDB Media.
And, of course, Andrea Gabriel.
Hi, this is Andrea Gabriel, and I'm keeping abreast of all shenanigans on NDB Media.
Ah, she was great. All right. That's it, guys. That's it for us on Monday Night America. We'll see you guys on the other side. Peace!